All right, ready when you are.
We're going?
Oh, yep. We can do that still? Hey, everybody, welcome back to Stream of Consciousness. I am Joey. I'm going to go Rebecca Cunningham Stout, and this is Joel Kit Cloud Kicker Cox. Joel, I already know what we're talking about, but just out of sheer nostalgia, what are we talking about today, Joel?
We're talking about Tailspin.
Tailspin, the cartoon from the 80s?
Yep.
Question mark? The mid to early 80s? Mid to late 80s? I don't remember when it was. Tailspin was a cartoon that was based off of... Did we go over any part of this on one of our previous episodes?
No, we did not.
This is awesome. We've talked about this.
Oh, it was 1990.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't remember being that late. I thought it was much later than that. But it's based off the Jungle Book, more or less. Like, at least the characters are in essence, they're derivative of the Jungle Book. You have a few different characters. So we're actually prepared some degree for this one. Oh, you're playing it. My phone just buzzed as you did that. Okay, can they hear that? I can't hear that. Anyways, Tailspin was a cartoon from the 90s, apparently. It was based off of Jungle Book, or at least the characters were. You have Baloo, you have... Kit Cloud Kicker was not in Jungle Book, so I don't know if he's supposed to be like some loose translation of Mowgli or what, but it was basically Baloo is an airplane pilot, and he flies stuff back and forth, and then the bad guys try to, for usually no apparent reason, try to come after him. Now, in Jungle Book, Shere Khan was the main antagonist, but in Tailspin, like, they kind of, like, he's still
business,
there.
He's a businessman.
He's an elegant businessman, but he's not really like the main bad guy. Really, the bigger issue is, and I can't remember their names. There's the two goons, and then there was Don Carnage.
That's the only one that really mattered.
Right, right. They were kind of like, I don't think that they were from...
They were air pirates.
Yeah, they were air pilots.
They were all dogs. So I doubt they were from Jungle Book.
He's not a dog, is he? No, he's more like a wolfhound or
coyote,
something like. He's some sort of.
But the air pirates are mainly dogs.
He's like the African dogs or something. Like, no, the ones that get the kid. At the
zoo. But I'm saying the pirates themselves. So I just watched the first three episodes this morning.
Wait. Here's what's funny about that is it's like the show wasn't. We knew we were talking about Tailspin, but we talked about this like a month ago or something. But you happened to watch Tailspin this morning. Now, did you watch it for the show, or is that just part of your Sunday morning routine?
No, I watched it part just for the show because I missed it.
Did you just wake up in the morning and you're like, fucking cartoon day today? Put on my cartoon.
Actually, I woke up this morning going, dear God, what day is it? Where am I? Who am I? Why do I feel like crap? That's right, I'm 41 years old now. This is what happens now.
Was I drinking all night? Did I go to Bender? Oh, no, I'm just old and...
So, funny story.
I think my Centrum's over.
The day before we recorded this podcast, I played Dungeons & Dragons during the day.
That's not that funny. That's just normal for you.
No. So, I discovered Jim Beam Vanilla and Pepsi.
Yeah.
So, I was drinking that.
There was something I wanted to tell you about Jim Beam Vanilla. Go ahead, tell your story.
I was drinking that during the game.
We're never getting back to Tailspin.
So, I had one glass of it. So then, like, I got home after all this stuff. I ran around. I walk in the door, and Tara's like, hey, the Tesla wants us to come meet him at Porky's down in South.
Who Tesla wants the what?
Tara. Message me.
Okay.
She said the Wateskas.
Oh, the Wateskas is the word that threw me off.
They want to meet us down.
Because you just said that, like, everybody in the audience knows who the fuck that is. Like,
doesn't matter who it
friends,
is.
Friends. Some friends of yours.
Exactly.
To meet you guys at...
At the bar.
At the bar, okay.
So then, Kristen's sister was there, Amy. She's like, oh, do you want a drink? I'm like, nah, I've been drinking all day.
we had a pretty busy Dungeon and Dragon.
No, I just said I was drinking all day, and that left it at that, and they were impressed. Because technically, I was drinking all day.
Me and all the nerds.
You ever got a scene in Superbad when they're talking about how crazy of the time they had, and then they flash back to what actually happens, and it's nowhere near as cool as it would sound like? That's what I did.
Just a bunch of dudes sitting around a table.
My dragon's going to attack your dragon.
Or whatever. I don't know how Dungeons and Dragons works. I'm making shit up now, so. My whole Dungeon and Dragon experience is the shit that you tell me that I kind of half listen to, and the little bit of the cutscenes from Stranger Things. That's all I really know about Dungeons and Dragons.
Anyway, back to Tailspin.
Okay, yes, back to Tailspin. So there's a thing that you and I have been talking about, and at least I have been saying for the past, 150 episodes that we should do. We used to do something similar back in college. We would sit around and drink Hawaiian Punch and eat bacon, and because that was a good time for us, because we were so fucking popular.
I believe the Saturday afternoons consisted of someone mentioning a quote, another person mentioning what movie it was, finding that movie, watching it so we could find the quote.
Right. We were big into movies, and we watched a lot of. We really got into, what do you call it, like the social, not social. I forget what I'm trying to say. I had a point. It made sense. We were pop culture, I guess.
Yes.
We were very into, and not even just pop culture, we were into old culture as well. We like old terrible movies. We
used to watch, all the old kung fu movies.
Yes. Oh, and anything, like everything and anything Jackie Chan uh-huh. was our shit. We love Vin Diesel. I can't believe Vin Diesel's been around that long. Like I just saw him in something not that long ago. One of the Fast and Furious movies, I'm sure, or something. He doesn't look like he's aged at all.
Nope.
Academy Award winner Vin Diesel is apparently a vampire. Anyways, so we used to do this thing amongst all of our other nerdiness. We would take something old school, something from our childhood or prior to that, usually like a comic book or a cartoon or something to that effect, and we would say, if we cast this as a movie now, who would play all these characters? And we did it several times. It was fun for us. We would just roll through different scenarios and stuff. And I keep saying, we got to do that again. We got to do that again. We got to do that again. And I think even on our website or maybe on our Facebook page, I saw somebody else did something similar with, I can't remember what show they did. And I said, hey, Joel, we got to do this. And that was like months and months and months ago. We finally knuckled down and we did it. And we did Tailspin. So we cast our version of Tailspin, or at least we're in the process of it.
So here's what happened. Jay told me what was going on in the tail, so I'm going to share whatever.
Oh, okay. No, whoa. First of all, just own up to the fact that you didn't do it the way
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
No, what you're doing is you're justifying. What happened was Joe's fault because...
No, I'm saying it's my fault that I didn't go back and read all the texts. And like a couple days ago...
All three of the texts that I sent.
There's a lot of texts you said.
It wasn't even like long text. It wasn't my dearest Martha letters.
There's a lot of characters in those texts, Joe. I'm telling you, a lot.
The texts literally are. I just read them like right before we started the show. The one is like.
We're not pointing fingers here, Joe.
As I read backwards, my text was, "Did you make your Tailspin picks?" Question mark. That was the whole text. The text before that was, "Hey, did you make your Tailspin picks?" Question mark. The text before that was, "Go ahead, you tell it."
Anyway,
it was the rules, and it was like two sentences long.
In my defense, we have the text messages, and we have
even real sentences. I don't even think they had verbs.
And we have the Facebook Messenger with me and Jonesy and you. And mostly we talk in that.
Facebook Messenger is basically just you guys sending me like these derogatory fucked up videos that I can't play in public. I turned one on one time, and it was just, I think it was some dude yelling the N-word, and I was like, oh, no, like, I can't listen to that. My kids were around, man. So, all right.
Anyway, so, I should have went back and looked at him, but I didn't. I panicked, because Tara's like, is it live action or just the voices? I'm like, I don't know.
In your defense, though, you only had 2 months to prepare for it.
Exactly. There was not enough time for this project.
Only 6 weeks to put this together.
I started last night at like 10:30. And by 11:30, I had all my picks. But like, man, that was a lot of work.
You spent an hour on it?
At least 2 hours. Because I had to go back and Photoshop all the stuff. So funny story. The way you did yours, yeah. I'm assuming you did that on your phone.
Yes.
And you had an app that just, you popped them in, they did whatever.
Yeah, because that's why I don't really have
yeah.
all the technology and advancement you have.
I took all the pictures from my computer, because I like having my big screen. Took all the pictures, threw them in my Dropbox, told Dropbox, go to my phone. It did, but my phone's like, I'm not reading these pictures, fuck you. You want to do this, we're not doing them. Like, so I had to go back the old-fashioned way and use Photoshop. And I took yours, took your pics out, put my pictures in, edit them, put them.
You stole my pictures to make yours?
No, I stole your layout.
Okay.
I didn't use any of your characters.
I'm saying. No, not my picks. I'm saying, like, is your picture of Baloo the same as my picture of Baloo?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. You lazy son of a bitch. I did all your... So you did, not only did you not do the what we said we were going to do...
No, but the thing is, you made...
You stole half of my work.
I stole a third of your work.
Anyway.
Because the best part was when we were just setting up the podcast so I could show that to the audience, you go, wait... That's one of the pics I made.
I was confused. And actually, now that I think about it, I knew that was my picture. It was Baloo, too. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't choose that one. That's not... That doesn't seem right. I thought my dudes were white dudes.
Blue's black.
So you picked a couple... You took a couple of pictures of some other guys and slapped them on top of my...
No, I deleted yours.
It's like whenever you're in high school and you go, hey, man, I didn't do the homework. Can I copy yours? And it's like, yeah, just change a couple of things. Like, that's what you did. You copied my homework.
No.
Which is really weird because that is so out of character.
No, because I... So the blue picture is there. But the other side, I basically highlighted everything and deleted it. By the way, your pictures are about 900 pixels wide.
I don't know what that means. Well, good or bad?
When I took all my pictures were all the same size, so I had to resize them. So the magic number is 900 whenever I took my pictures and put them on the right side of your character picture.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Don't worry about it.
Is the resolution better or worse on mine? I don't care about yours.
The problem is, it was a lot more work than I thought it'd be because I couldn't get my stupid layout thing
to work. You know what would have made it even more work? Had you done it right by yourself the whole time.
I would have had a list.
I shouldn't have sent you my stuff.
I would have had a list of characters, and that was it.
Okay.
Because to be honest, it's a lot better having the two pictures.
It's really nice. Okay. Well, and here's
I'm giving you credit for something here. You're like, well, I appreciate it.
No, you know what? And for the sake of the show, and I have no problem with. Honestly, you know, I don't care that you. If I could make it easier for you, I was happy to do it because I had some time and it was not a problem. And I just wanted. I thought it was fun to do. It wasn't a competing.
But here's my problem. I went based on voices because that's what I figured would be the best way to do it. Because live action Tailspin, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
You gave me a little bit of a ringer there whenever you. Well, I mean, I'm saying if somebody were to buy the rights, like that's like we did it in college. We didn't care about legal how it worked. Like we said.
Yeah, but I'm saying though,
we're not making the movie.
No, but I felt like
David Duchovny won't even answer my letters.
But when you take a movie, like when you take a live action,
David Duchovny would have made a good
call. And replace the live action, that's okay. But when you go from a cartoon to live action, you're taking a lot of liberties there.
Well, and I'm trying to think of their... Okay, Ninja Turtles was a cartoon, became a live action.
Yeah, but you aren't taking actual...
Yup. See my point? X-Men was a cartoon, was a comic book, was a cartoon, same with Ninja Turtles, a comic book cartoon, and then became live action.
But they weren't... But okay, let me put it this way. The Turtles were all costumes. Like, they were animal characters. They weren't like...
Right. And that's what I was expecting. Tailspin. I thought you were going to give me, because I asked you what show you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Before, when we said we're going to do this, I said, what do you want to do? And I was expecting, I'm not going to say any of the names because I think hopefully we will go back and do some more on this. I think, because I had a lot of fun.
We're going to have to do this once a month now.
I think that'd be great. I'd love to do it again. But I wasn't, when you said Tailspin, I went, these are all, like, there's no human characters. They're anthropomorphic, which is good. This isn't like, because they actually did make, we said it was based off of Jungle Book, and they did make Jungle Book into a live-action movie, but it was all just CG, and so none of the actors were actually in it. It was all just voice acting, mm-hmm. and in that essence, it's the same as a cartoon.
Yeah.
This was at least intended to be which actors could portray these, not just voice these. I understand where you came from.
But the voice and portraying is the same thing.
Okay, so, and here's because the question
is... Because the thing is, when you cast a character for live action and actually have a person, that person has to look and sound like the character. Right.
And that's the way I was going for it. But this is actually works out good because, at least for the first one, for this introduction, when we do this, we have two different perspectives on this. So if your answers are far different than mine, it's not because one of us is right or wrong or closer or farther away.
And
it's,
I also don't feel very comfortable casting children for the kid role.
Well, you did or didn't?
No, I didn't. I did the whole adult playing a child.
Okay. Which, and that's fine. Like, just like, you know, like...
Because, like, looking for children actors, I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
That was tough. I gotta tell you. I really feel like I did pretty good with the choices that I made. One of the characters, Molly Cunningham, the young Rebecca Cunningham, who owns the business that Baloo works for and through all that chain of event. The young girl, though, she was incredible. Finding young, like, age-appropriate actresses was incredibly difficult for me. So, let's jump into it though. Let's start with your thing first. Do you want to do character by character, or do you want to just go through all of yours and then go through all of
mine? We'll do character by character.
Okay, so let's start with Baloo. Okay. Let's do your Baloo first.
You're gonna close your eyes. Well, you already saw this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I already know these. These are the only choice I do know. And then you can tell who your people are. I did not. I wanted to put a little. I couldn't figure out how to do it on my phone, but I was gonna say like these are the character choices that I made, and then I was going to explain why on the actual picture, but I didn't do that. So maybe I'll write that a little bio. Okay, are they looking at this? The audience can see this.
I got Terry Crews.
Anybody who's just listening to our show, if you're checking us out on.
There'll be a page.
Well, we're going to have this. If you go to our Facebook page or if you go to our website, streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com. Is that our website?
Yeah.
I don't even know our website. What a piece of shit am I? You can see these pictures. If not, we're going to explain to you. And maybe if you know who the actors are, if you're good with that, you can visualize this in your head. If not, jump over to Facebook and watch the video because we actually were doing a video today. So yay for that. Oh, son of a bitch. Anyways, go ahead. All right.
So I got Terry Crews and I got Vin Rames.
I think these both, because here's the thing. Baloo has... You followed my routine where you pick two people for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Instead of just casting one, because I really want to narrow this down, what I hope to do is have the audience kind of put their vote in who they feel would be the best one to do. Between these two, I like Ving Rhames, but I feel like Terry Crews is going to be the better Baloo between mm-hmm. the two of those. So
well, the reason I went with those two because I wanted someone with a bassy voice and yes. somebody who can actually pull off funny.
I think Ving Rhames can be funny, but I think the type of funny that Baloo is, Terry Crews is going to be your better bet. That's in my opinion.
Yeah.
I like Terry Crews a lot for that.
That's one of the reasons he's on top.
Yeah. And he has like that, he does have that huskiness, that voice, and Baloo kind of had like a little bit of baritone to him, or a little bass to him, and I think Crews can pull that off with that sense of calm humor that Baloo had, because he wasn't really sarcastic, he wasn't really he was just kind of he was funny without really being over the top funny.
Yeah.
He was just kind of, he was almost like dad funny, you know. Like mm-hmm. he had sort of like this that sort of parental calmness where he wasn't a hilarious character. Mm-hmm. He was more
because
like
the thing is, there isn't really, I chose Vin Rhames because of his roles in the Mission Impossible movies, because he was always cool and calm and just like whatever.
He has that demeanor about him. I really like that about him. I think Ving Rhames would be a good choice for that, but I think Terry Crews is a little bit better in my opinion. As I'm casting my vote on your choices, I'm going to go with Terry Crews. Let's go ahead and pop mine up now, though. So, now, I'm really proud of these choices. I really think I
Baloo's
nailed
black.
It. No, Baloo is not black.
Baloo is black.
Baloo's an anthropomorphic bear. He's not... When they did... what was the one of the Jungle Book movies? I can't remember if it was Jungle Book or there was two of them that came out almost at the same time. There was Jungle Book and there was something else. Bill Murray was the voice of Baloo, and there's the Mowgli movie and then there was the Jungle Book movie, and I can't remember which one it was, but Bill Murray was the voice of Baloo, and I liked it, but I didn't feel it was quite right. So my choices are David Harbour. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Here's what sold me on him. He's from Stranger Things, and it's where everybody knows him is from Stranger Things, which in Stranger Things, yes, he's got that parental, he's got that sternness, but he still kind of has a little bit of a goofiness to him, which I really liked. But what really got me, made me feel like he could play Baloo, was he was in the remake of Hellboy. When they redid Hellboy, he was Hellboy.
Yeah,
and it took me a little while to figure out as I was watching the movie that it was him. I loved him as Hellboy.
I knew from the very beginning.
I think that I just kind of maybe knew it but didn't realize it. Like it took me a minute to come back around. But he was awesome in that, and I think like just that gruffness and that sort of because he's a big kind of intimidating looking dude. He's super tall. He's very broad. He's not muscly, but he still looks like intimidating. He's got a little bit of husk to him. He's got a little belly, but he's not a pudgy kind of guy and like that all that. But then he's also sort of has a softness about him where he's kind of goofy and he's kind of corny. Where you're not like if he comes at you in a dark alley, you're scared. But if he comes at you in the daytime, you're like, oh, what a lovable guy. And that's what I kind of felt like he would bring to Baloo. Because I also sort of took a little bit of liberty with to not exactly remake it as the cartoon, but to sort of make it a little more If it's going to be live action, it's going to be a little more. It's going to be less campy. It's not going to be as silly and as goofy. It still can have those elements, but I would, in my version of it, what goes on in my head, it's going to be just a little more. I don't want to say adult, but it's going to be a little less childlike. So I really like David Harbour. Is that his name? David Harbour? Am I saying that right? Anyways. From Stranger Things, he's probably my top pick for this one. But I wanted to do multiple choices, and I was spent a lot of time looking for who else could possibly play Baloo. And when I ran across, and I don't know why it took me so long to come up with it, but what the hell's his name? Vince Vaughn. When I ran across Vince Vaughn, I was like, Vince Vaughn would make an amazing Baloo. I love him as Baloo. Like, he's definitely goofy. He's done a lot of comedy. And again, he's another super tall, big guy. He looks threatening, even though he's kind of like, if I had to describe either one of those guys, I would say they're big teddy bears. And Baloo is literally a big teddy bear.
See, I go with Vince Vaughn over Dave.
Really?
Yep.
Really? No, I don't know if I put all my picks in order. I can't remember now because I did mine a while ago because I was on top of the project that we assigned ourselves.
It was your project.
It was our project that we agreed upon mutually. But I think David Harbour is my number one pick, but I really, really, really like Vince Vaughn. I'd say I'm probably like 55% David Harbour, 45% Vince Vaughn. But they're both my picks, and I like both of them.
I'm 90-10, so.
Really? Really? You're that heavy towards Vince Vaughn? Okay, well, and that actually might work better in a way, because one of my picks later on sort of puts me at opposing on that one. Who do you want to do next? I have in my list, I have Shere Khan next. Although in this, they call him Khan. You want to go to Karnash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the main antagonist. Oh, you did my stuff first. Did you do picks for Shere Khan? These aren't yours. Unless you stole all of my stuff.
No, I'm going back and forth. This time you get to go first. Next time I'll go first.
I was thinking we should always go, since yours are only voice actors. That's fine. All right. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on all of these either, though. But I really love, like, Shere Khan is such a fun character. He's so goofy and over the top, and his antics are just like, he's this bad guy who really believes he's such a great bad guy, but he's kind of a fuck up in a lot of ways. And I really, really liked the energy and the enthusiasm. He's got this violent voice. I can't do the voice. I wasn't even kind of close to this year, but he has this sort of Latino voice. So I kind of stuck with someone who could do that.
By the way, do you know how hard it is to type in famous Jamaican actors, favorite Hispanic actors, famous Latino actors, and actually get the people you want?
No, you know what? Searching for actors was incredibly difficult, because a lot of times I was like, who's that guy? He's from that movie that I saw. The other guy's in that movie. Wait, what? That guy was in a movie with this person. And I'm like 6 degrees of separation away from it. And I got to go, okay, so I'm looking up like Avengers to find the name of this actor, to find out who he was in a movie with in this other movie, to find the name of that movie to track some of these people down. But I wanted someone for Don Karnage. I wanted someone who was could be over the top, but still a good actor. All my acting choices, my main thing was I didn't want any goofball actors, because I actually thought of I won't get into it, because I might choose these people later on. I don't want to say anything bad about them now and then be a hypocrite whenever I pick them for a different show or something later. But I picked a couple actors. I was like, oh, they really could play this part. But then I was like, they're not really great actors. So I pulled back on it. My first choice up there is Nestor Carbonell. That's a picture of him from, he was in The Tick. Now, he's done a lot of really good, I think he was in Lost.
They could have done a better picture.
That picture suited Don Karnage the best. There's a lot of great pictures of him, but that picture was the one that I felt like sold.
Because I don't recognize him at all. Like, I know he's in The Tick, but like.
Did you see Lost?
Yeah.
He was Richard Alpert in Lost. He was, he's been in all kinds of stuff. Bring him up on IMDb real quick. So check it out on your thing there. My other choice was, and it took me a while to come up with this one too. This
How do you spell the first one?
His name is Nestor, N-E-S-T-O-R, Carbonell, C-A-R-B-O-N-E-L-L. You'll recognize
him. Oh, that guy.
As soon as you see, right, no, he doesn't, that picture looks like Don Carnage, which is why I like him, because he can change his look enough. And there's really not a whole lot to that picture. It's just him as Bat-Manuel from The Tick. He's in, what's some of the stuff he's in? Give the audio listeners.
Oh, now you want a list.
No, I'm just, not a whole list. Just
Lost, Bates Motel, The Morning Show, The Dark Knight, Suddenly Susan.
He was a sheriff in Bates Motel.
The Ringer.
Stuff that people would recognize him from. But he's a great actor. He's a really legitimately good actor. He's been in a lot of different things.
For your information, it's in the top 10 list from what they... It's not in chronological order. So this is what Google says is the most...
Okay. All right, I didn't recognize him for some of those things.
Yeah, so suck it.
Okay, just a good one. And then Antonio Banderas. Antonio Banderas.
See, I'd go Antonio Banderas.
I really favor Antonio Banderas on this one also, because I think Nestor Carbonell can play that character very, very well, but I think Antonio Banderas is a better choice just because he's a bigger, better known actor. That's really the only reason I went with him, was just because I felt like he was. The audience can't see this, but I'm seeing your picks right now, and I really like. I like both your picks a lot. Like, a lot. Even I would pick... all right, let's jump on your guys. Bring them up.
So I have Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And he's also...
He was also in...
is he the Mandalorian?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the Mandalorian.
And he's also in The Kingsman, the second one.
And yeah, that's right.
And Michael Pena from...
Everything.
Ant-Man, The Martian.
Every movie that has that funny Latino guy, that's Michael Pena. If they have an angry Latino man, it's Danny Trejo. But yeah, he's those are both really good.
Michael
really
is probably my first choice, and Pedro is the second pick.
You know what? I'm so... I'm 50-50 on both these guys. Like, either one... Even compared to, like, my picks. Like, I'm saying, even if you were to pick either one of these for live action, I think I like Ant-Man guy a little bit better. I like Michael... What's his name? Michael Pena. I don't know. No, because now that I say that, like, I feel like I want to... I don't know. Whichever one of these actors is willing to work for less money is who I'm going to cast in the movie, so that I can have more money to spend on other actors and on set design and stuff. Like, I
really can't skip on the actors.
Oh, no.
Didn't
no.
you learn this from the Batman movie?
Neither one of these is going to be a bad choice. They're both going to be really good. I think, tell me his name again.
Pedro.
Pedro. I think Pedro, voice-wise, is a better choice. I think his voice is better for Don Carnage, but I think Michael is a better actor overall.
Well, I think Michael have a better, easier time doing the voice and doing the bad accent and doing the comedy.
Yeah, I think he's going to be way funnier. Michael's going to be funnier. Pedro's going to sound better. But I don't know. I'd have to. This would really be a neck and neck race between those choices and my choices. I'm really close on both of them. I like both of them a lot. Like, I think I might actually favor your picks over mine on this one a little bit. I'm 50-50. Every single one of those choices was a good choice, and that's a tough one. I think that's a great one for the audience to kick in on. Anybody over the age of 35 who's ever seen Tailspin, who has an opinion on the matter, we need to hear from, because that was all just awesome choices. All right, so let's go to... We're going to go to Kick Cloud Kicker. Okay, so now these ones, you're just going voices, obviously.
Well, not just that, because I watched the episodes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny, because I watched the episodes after I did my picks, and then after I watched them, like, yeah, that cements them. Because Kit, when you first meet him, he's an asshole.
Yeah, he's a
like
a dick.
He's like a 25-year-old stuck in a 14-year-old's body.
He's very... he's intelligent and mature, but... In a way, he's also not. He's very naive still at the same time. And your picks are Sean William Scott and Dax Shepard, which I like both of those guys. Sean William Scott has not done a whole lot of acting. I hear there's been some issues with him as far as just his personality type or something. So
I needed a dick. I got my two dicks.
He's definitely a dick. He's funny. He really is. He's got a lot of that charm and the personality. As far as voice acting goes, I like both of these picks. Dax Shepard can be funny. Something about him is just not always my style. Like, I either love or hate him, and there's really no in between. What was the movie we watched? The cop one.
Chips.
Which he was in with Michael Pena, weirdly enough. So Dax Shepard in Chips, hated him. Hated him. Dax Shepard in...
You realize he's you, right?
Dax Shepard in Without a Paddle, I loved him.
But you realized the guy in Chips was you.
No, he was not. No. I've been compared to a lot of different actors.
I'm saying the character.
I've been compared to a lot of different characters, but Dax Shepard has never played one that I've been compared to before. I've heard a lot of... weirdly enough, I get Ryan Reynolds a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. I don't know... It's probably the sarcasm, which I try to tone down for our show, so I don't know if anybody catches that one, but I get that way more often than I'd expect, because I don't see that as much. I'm flattered by it, but I don't see it. Are we just going to jump into these ones? We're not going to talk about who would play me in a movie. That's ridiculous. Okay, so here's my choices. This is Kit Cloud Kicker. Who's my top one is...
The kid from Stranger Things.
Kid from Stranger Things. Now, here's my thing. I was iffy about picking him only because I picked David Harbour for Baloo, and I didn't want to go all Stranger Things. Like, I didn't want to... I wanted to avoid that.
Well, you
that.
Did.
He's a little bit older, so I was kind of iffy about it, but he's got, like, that arrogance and that confidence about him that I think that Kit Cloud Kicker has. His kid's name is Gaten Matarazzo. So Gaten Matarazzo, who is the kid with the weird teeth from Stranger Things, he definitely has like this confidence that just exudes out of him with this sort of charm and goofiness and this personality that just like blows up. He's a little bit older than Kit Cloud Kicker, because Kit, I think, is like supposed to be 11 or something. He's like around that age, 10, 11 years old, and I'm pretty sure Gaten is like in his mid-teens. Puberty's kind of maybe taking him out of this role, but I think if you're making a live-action movie, you can stretch that a little bit. You can adjust the age. You can maybe mature Kit a little more. You have that liberty. So I took a little bit of a liberty, and I really like that pick. The other one is... what's this kid's name? Jacob Tremblay. He's from Good Boys.
Yeah.
If you've seen that one, he is...
He was also in the new Predator movie.
Oh, is he? I didn't see that, so I can't base off that one. A couple other little clips and stuff that I've seen him through. That kid is a phenomenal actor. He's not... Okay, maybe phenomenal is not the right word. He's a very good actor. He's got a lot of charm, a lot of personality. He's got a lot of character to him. I really like him a lot. I think that he's a great choice for that, just because of his humor and his confidence that he has with this sort of this childlike innocence that goes along with it. And I think he looks a lot like he probably looks more like Kit than Gaten does. So let's go yours first.
You know, we're going yours first.
Oh, okay, all right, well, fuck me then. King Louis, you gotta admit, Cedric the Entertainer,
he's dead.
Is he?
Yes.
No. Are you fucking with me? Cedric the Entertainer's dead?
Let me double check.
Oh, son of a bitch. I really like I thought I hit gold with that one. Because he's got that deep voice, and he's got a little bit...
Wait, no, you're right. He's not dead.
Is he not? Ah, oh, cool. Thanks. I'm glad that Cedric the Entertainer's not dead, just because I really want him to make more movies and shit. But King Louis he's sort of like this voice of wisdom... And he's got this deepness and sort of like this jazz feel to him almost. Like, he's just like, sage-like almost to me. But like, in a way that like you wouldn't, not like you would go climb a mountain to get advice from him, but you would go into like a seedy underground jazz club to get advice from Louis. And he's not King Louis in this, he's just Louis. But I keep saying their names from...
Jungle Book.
Yeah, but Louis, he's like the down-to-earth character with a lot of personality and a charm, and I can just hear Cedric the Entertainer pulling that off. Plus, Cedric's a little bit on the shorter side. He's a little bit on the husky side. He even looks like... He looks like he could... Oh, is it messed up if I say Cedric the Entertainer looks like an orangutan? Am I allowed to say that?
Anyway, who's your second pick?
I'm not wrong for that. You know, that's Louis Guzman.
I know who he is. I never know his name.
Louis Guzman is in everything. He's the other... we get a lot of Latino picks in this. But
it's
yeah.
Him. Louis, it's him.
Yeah, I like him a lot for that one. The only reason he was my main choice, except for Cedric the Entertainer just feels like he fits that personality just a little bit better.
Nope.
So again, I'm really neck and neck, but I think Cedric's my first choice. But Luis Guzman is, and he's the paunchy guy from every movie that's ever
had. Yeah, he's in Waiting.
Yeah, that's what I always remember from, was Waiting. But he's done so many other movies. He's in a million and one movies. He was on Shameless not that long ago too, the last season of Shameless, where he played a homeless guy along with Frank. And but he's got that voice. He's got that deep, raspy voice that can, and he's played characters that are a little, you could see him giving advice, and not like, he's not this great voice of wisdom, he's not this Dalai Lama, he's just kind of like that guy that goes, hey, get your shit together, and you go, yeah, you're right, man, and I liked him for that, and I think that just looks and voice-wise, they're both really solid choices. Who did you pick for Louis?
So.
Oh, Digimon Hunsu?
Yep.
Which, okay, that's actually ironic. Well, we'll get to that later. But, yeah, no, okay.
The other guy's name is, because he is from the movie John Dies at the End, I wanted someone with kind of like a Caribbean-Jamaican accent.
I completely forgot there was a movie called John Dies at the End. Tia? Which was a terrible, terrible movie that I love.
It's an amazing movie.
It's such a
great movie. Tia Bennett is the guy's name.
Tia Bennett.
Yeah. He was a Jamaican who told John his, the other guy, not John, but the other guy's dreams.
I can't remember the other guy's name. That movie was so long ago, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't recognize him, but I do like.
But, like, he's my runner up. The first one was Dijon.
All right. So if you had to pick between your picks and my picks out of the four, who's your casting call?
The Hispanic guy from your side.
Louis Guzman. Weirdly enough, Louis and Louis both have the same name. Louis Guzman and Louis the King. Louis Orangutan. All right. Digimon Hussein, I can never say, I don't even, I wish, can we just call him Digi or something? DJ.
I just call him Dijon.
Dijon Mustard Man is a great voice. Oh, one of the other things I avoided, because we're going to get into it soon here. I don't know. We're going to get into this pretty soon. I just want to say this real quick. I purposefully did not pick actors who played either the characters or similar characters. Because, like, in this instance, we had... it's based off of Jungle Book, and what's the guy's name who played... Khan in the voice. He was the voice of Khan in the Jungle Book. Oh, you know him. He's, he reminds me of Digimon a lot. Black eye, deep voice. Anyways, so I purposely didn't pick anybody who was already cast in the similar roles.
I didn't care.
I tried to pick people who haven't worked together. Like I didn't want the same people from Stranger Things.
But you did.
Well, I allowed it that one
Idris
time.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Yeah, Idris Elba. Like, because he was one of my voices. He was one of my choices for Shere Khan. I found it and I went, oh, I'm a genius. I came up with this for Shere Khan. He's going to do support. And then I went, wait a minute. Did he already play Khan? And he did. So I went, you know what? Fuck it. So I washed myself of that one. I don't know if you picked him or not, but that's... anyway, so let's go on to Molly Cunningham. I'm really impressed that I know all these names without having to look at everybody up. Who is that chick on top? I know her from something.
She is Alexandra. Hold on.
Oh, wait. Is that the...
Baywatch.
Yes. Oh, I'm so in love with her.
Alexandra.
Dario. Yeah. Dario. Dario. Something like that. I can't remember her name. But, she's a knockout gorgeous. I could see a little bit of an innocence to her voice where she could play a younger character like that. So, yeah. Okay, cool. I dig that.
And voice-wise, the bottom one...
She's got a charm and stuff about her.
...is Spencer Grammer.
Spencer Grammer?
Mm-hmm.
What's she from? Give me something.
She does the voice of...
Oh, is she a voice actress?
Well, she does the voice of Summer from Rick and Morty.
Okay, yeah. I'm still not on Rick and Morty yet. It's on my to-do list. Okay, all right. Yeah, so that's... I like your choices. Good calls.
Like I said, Alexander's my first choice.
She's your first choice for everything.
No, not for everything.
Oh, she's my first choice for everything. She can play literally anybody. I love her to death. I have such a crush on her.
I have no clue who the girl on the bottom is.
Okay, so this is...
But I'm going to say this. She looks like she's being held captive, and she's asking to let out of her cage. Well, the way her fingers are up in the...
If you're being held against your will, blink twice. Okay, so where are we at here? This is Rebecca Cunningham. Okay, so this is...
No, Molly.
No, we're Molly Cunningham. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's go. I'm going to start the top one. That is... I don't even know how to say her name. Shuya Sophia.
She was from... she was from the Jason Statham movie.
The Meg.
The Meg.
The one with the giant...
shark.
Dinosaur shark thing that tried to eat them. And so this was a very difficult pick because finding actresses that fit that age group.
Which I said, screw it, I'm just going with the voice actress. Right.
And yes, she is Asian, but she looks, that picture I picked of her, she's a little, it emphasizes that look about her. So I think that, because Molly's obviously, she's more of an Americanized child. So I think that this girl,
Joe Stout, is whitewashing Molly from Tailspin.
I am. Is that wrong? Am I wrong for that? No, I'm the opposite of. Wait, is that whitewashing?
You said she doesn't look so Asian in that picture. The picture you're trying to remove the Asianness, which means you're whitewashing.
Okay, so yeah, and you know what? I'm not even ashamed of that. I sorry.
You will be
sorry.
Once this hits Twitter.
No, you know what? Because here's the thing: I'm trying to cast an Asian actress as in a part that she's not necessarily fitted for, but I think that she can play it.
And you got a blonde-eyed, blue-eyed girl on the bottom. Who's going to be your actual choice later on?
No. Actually, if I had to go between the two of them, I like Shuya. I'm not sure how to say that, but I like her a lot. And she was in. If you saw the Meg, the movie itself was really not like this. It wasn't winning any awards, but it was a good enough movie. But she, as an actress, was amazing. I like her. She's my Molly. She's got a lot of gumption. She's got this energy and this enthusiasm, and she's kind of like she's a little kid, but she's still like this badass bitch. So I really like her. The other girl, my second choice on that one is her name is Giselle Eisenberg, and she's from Life in Pieces. But I actually ran across her kind of on accident through a commercial that she did, and again, just in that little bit of time, the charisma and the energy that she had, and like that sort of, you know, that tiny little person but big. She's a big person in a little body, that empowerment. I really like her.
But most importantly, who plays Danger Woman?
Who's Danger Woman?
Molly's hero.
Oh, when she puts on the oh yeah, the, well obviously that's whoever plays it.
No,
plays it.
The actual Danger Woman, not Molly being Danger Woman.
I remember Danger Woman, but
they never show
her. I was gonna say I don't remember that.
I'm picturing Guy Gadot.
We're going to revisit that next one because I want to look up Danger Woman.
They don't show her ever. It's a radio show.
I need to research it and have before I'm allowed to make
it. Oh, whatever. Don't give me the shit. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck it. Gal Gadot.
No, because you're just trying to buy time. That's what you're doing. Don't lie to me.
I am buying time. I don't know who I would pick. But like when Molly dresses up like Danger Woman, she puts the colander on her head and she ties like a towel around her neck or something. And but yeah, so she is my first choice. Are we going Rebecca Cunningham?
Yeah.
Rebecca Cunningham, who owns the it's not called, what's the name of the?
Hire for Hire.
And I really like both of my choices on this one, too. That top one, I can't remember her name. She's the Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I've never seen that show.
You know what? It's even like for like the time period of it fits the personality of Rebecca Cunningham, where she's kind of got this like sort of
well, Tailspin's kind of steampunky / 1930s kind of feel,
right? Yeah, I was feeling like, I don't know, 30s, 40s, 50s, what era that is exactly, but I really Rachel Brosnahan. She's the Marvelous Miss Marvel, is what you know. Now, and I looked up pictures of her. If you check her out, other pictures and other things she's done, she does not look like Rebecca Cunningham. But in the Marvelous Miss Marvel, Marvelous Miss Maisel, everything about her jumps out at me and says that's the right choice. She's probably my first pick. And then Haley Atwell is Agent Carter. Again, both of them both my picks happen to play characters from that time period.
I'd go with Peggy.
You think Haley,
yep,
Atwell instead of Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Here's what I liked about Rachel is she's funny.
She's real funny. She has a great sense of humor, great timing. She literally plays a stand-up comic in that show, and I haven't really seen a lot of it. It's not a show I watch, but the bits and pieces I've seen, I think that she could play it. Plus, she's a badass bitch, too. Like, she's like this chick that, like, not like tough, like, she doesn't look like she's going to fight you, but she looks like the kind of girl that is going to get in your face and intimidate you. And she's very demanding and very stand-up and very self-empowered. And for Rebecca Cunningham, who owns the business, she is the brains of the operation. She was clearly my choice on that one. I liked her a lot. And you have... I get a little glare. Who do you got on top there?
Rihanna.
Oh, that is Rihanna. Okay.
And Lizzo.
Okay. Well, in a voice thing, yeah, Lizzo definitely does not look the part of Becky. Bex, he always has like different nicknames for her. Baloo's always calling her something. Becca and stuff like, but okay, so Lizzo definitely has an empowerment about her for sure. That's a great voice wise. She's fantastic for that one. Rihanna, looks wise, yes. I don't think personality she can carry the tune.
No, but she has the voice.
Yeah, but I don't see her. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
You're completely wrong.
I just don't see her. I don't see her as a good enough actress for it, I guess.
Oh, whatever. That's a cartoon.
Your version's a cartoon. My live action. In live action, Rihanna could potentially play that character. I'd like to see somebody. Although, no, Rihanna's definitely got a lot of. She's definitely an empowered woman, and that's what you want to see. You want to see somebody who can stand up against Baloo, who's twice her height and twice her size, and go, "You're going to do it my way," and he's going to go, "Yes, ma'am."
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you need. You need somebody who can play that character and go toe to toe with a large, monstrous man, and not be intimidated. And I get that from Rihanna. Lizzo, voice wise, I like your choice. Voice wise, otherwise, I wouldn't pick her. Then we're going yours first on this one. We're finally getting the con.
Yeah.
It was me first, you first, me first, you first. Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. So now your choices are James Earl Jones and
Idris Elba.
I can't believe I forgot his name earlier. I love him too. He's an amazing actor. Okay. So I did not go Idris Elba because of he already played Khan in The Jungle Book. He was the voice of Khan. But obviously, not only did we both think that he was a perfect voice choice for that one, he physically looks like Khan too.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did we both think that, obviously, I think Disney or studios, it had to be Disney because it's Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Disney agreed with us, and they paid a lot of money to support our choice on this one. So I think we can automatically say that Idris Elba is probably the number one choice, but in my terms, I eliminated him because he's already played that character, and I didn't want to bring him back in to play that character again in a different dimension, in a different...
I didn't care.
I know
he's the perfect person.
But, and then your other choice was James Earl Jones, and James Earl Jones is perfect for everything and everything.
He's just my second runner-up, to be honest. He's my throwaway.
I don't even think he's a throwaway. I think he's an amazing choice if you're going voice-wise alone. But here's the thing. Khan in Tailspin is this very elegant businessman. He's somebody who you can see who could rip your throat out, but also sign a billion-dollar deal. And that's where I went with. I have Ben Kingsley, and oh my gosh, I cannot remember this guy's name. I love him. I got to tell you, between all the choices, obviously Idris Elba was an awesome choice on that one. But okay, Peter Mensah is my second choice. So Peter Mensah is from John Wick.
Candyman.
Is he Candyman? He's also from John Wick. He played he's the guy who runs the desk. He's the
Yes, he is. How much you want to bet?
I don't have any money. Anyway, so he's the guy from Spartacus, and he's the guy who he's from John Wick.
No, he's not.
He's the liaison.
He's not the liaison.
Bullshit. Double check it. And okay, so my other choice is Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley is another.
You're thinking of Lance Reddick.
He's Ben Kingsley is he's got such a wide variety of character, but he absolutely plays this
Lance Reddick, Sharon.
What the shit? What's Peter Mensah from?
He's Candyman.
He was in Spartacus also. He's not from John Wick.
No, he's not. Joe's being racist.
Well, they all look the same, Joel.
Because here's the thing. The reason...
He's a great actor, and he has an elegance about him.
But you know what? I'm changing it. I want Lance Reddick for my second choice. I'm getting rid of James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because he was in Fringe, Lance Reddick was. And he was also in John Wick. And he's also in the show Corporate, which is hilarious. It's a comedy on Comedy Central about people who work in the corporate office. And he owns he's the owner of the company. And he's batshit fucking crazy. From all the other ones, him being proper and prim and, like, being the guy in charge, he's just like a nut job. Oh. And it's hilarious seeing him be a different role.
I agree. I support your choice on that one. I really like Ben Kingsley for this one, but I do think that Peter Menz has a better choice over Ben Kingsley just because he's got a more elegance about him, where Kingsley seems like he can run the business. He also seems like he would kill you, but I think Peter Menz plays that better.
See, I think you have it backwards.
Okay. But I like, what'd you say your guy's name was?
Lance Reddick.
Lance Reddick. I like him too. So I'm in between all of those.
I think he might have even written Alba. It's going to be a toss up.
I think, like I said, I'm eliminating Alba. So who we got up next? Is it me or is it you?
It's you.
Okay. We got to be way over on time by now.
I don't care.
Okay. That's your choices, not mine. That's all right. We're already on it now. Okay, so you're Wildcat. You have... I got to tell you, I hate Will Ferrell as a main actor, but as a side character, I don't... I like him a little bit, I guess. I don't hate him as much. I know people always give me shit that I think Will Ferrell is... his movies are terrible. There's a couple funny parts, and the rest of them are just stupid. But as a side character, he's great. And I think that's a really awesome choice. Will Ferrell as Wildcat, the mechanic, who's just kind of like this just nut job character would be. I think he'd be fantastic. And then you have Mike Myers, too. And Mike Myers is great. That's a really good choice. I like both of yours a whole bunch. They both have Ferrell has the voice enough for it. Mike Myers can do every voice ever, so he's perfect for it, too. Both really good characters. Both have played just neurotic lunatics before, so they're phenomenal choices. This is going to be another one. The audience is going to have to come down and break this one for us, because this is all... I really like these choices. I have...
It's Leguizamo. He's got to do it.
Leguizamo?
Yep.
I like Leguizamo, but I actually favor John C. Reilly. Is that his name?
See, between John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell drawing the well, I'd save John Will Ferrell.
But okay. It's not a matter who you like better. It's who can play the character better.
But I don't think he's a good actor. Like, he's like, meh. So he's just...
What's funny is you picked Will Ferrell, I picked John C. Reilly, and they have both worked together numerous times on movies that I've hated, but I like both of them for this character. I like John C. Reilly in general, but he does stupid movies. He's not great as a main character. As a side character, he's fantastic. But that's kind of odd that we picked those two.
John C. Reilly will ever be a side bitch.
Yeah, but he's perfect for this part. Like, he's got that weirdness about him. He's got that crazy voice. He doesn't even have to fake it. His voice is spot on for that. He's just kind of like, I can see him fitting this, that oddness of the character of Wildcat, because Wildcat, just like, he's out there, man. He's spacey. He's kind of like, his brain's not with it, even though he's not, not intentionally just messed up. He just happens to be just kind of like, he kind of reminds you of that guy that he's lovable, but he also just feels like he was dropped on his head as a child or something. John Leguizamo was a great choice for that one, just because...
That's everybody.
That's everybody?
Yeah.
Them all? Hold on, let me double check. We did Blue, Con, Kit, Louie, Wildcat, Rebecca, Molly, Don Carter. That's everyone. That's all of our choices, Joel. Okay, so...
And it only took an hour.
Jesus Christ, people have been listening to us for an hour? All right, everybody's turned off the show by now. Everybody, if you did stick through to this to the bitter end, you dumb son of a bitches, go down and give us your choices. Help us break some of these tiebreakers. Give us your opinion if you disagree, agree, whatever, with us. Give us a list of your tell us which one you want. All right, that's the end of it, Joel. Let's turn this shit off. Thanks for joining us here on the Stream of Conscious Podcast, everybody. We'll be here again, and we're going to have to shorten this up again for the next time we do it. We're going to do this again, but we're going to make it more entertaining and a little quicker to the draw. Thanks again to Lucky Signs for letting us use their space, and that's it. We don't have shit else to do, right?
Nope.
Okay. Let the music run out. Fuck it. You can turn it off now, everybody. We're done. Nothing entertaining gonna happen from here on out, okay? And disco.